to the continuation of the Female Finesse Chat series. I am super excited today. I know I said that every podcast, but every podcast is exciting. Today we have Victoria of Bar Event. Me and Victoria are personal friends, as well as we collaborate on a lot of events. So I have the pleasure of picking her brain a little bit about the luxury event business and just how she is a force to be working with and how she kind of juggles everything from her day-to-day life. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. Hi, Victoria.
Dig in. Hey, Ashley.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to see what we have to talk about today.
So for the most part, what we're going to talk about is kind of what you do. And, you know, I know this is a passion of yours just from, you know, being your friend and, you know, always hearing you talk about it. And, you know, just to be around you is to kind of just feel that energy that you have. And I just kind of wanted to talk about, you know, what has inspired you to create Bar Events.
Bar Events was basically inspired by just a self-intuition of the industry here in Louisiana. To give you a background, I used to do, like, club promotions and different things like that and in at LSU. And I transitioned over into the event design industry due to the fact that, one, in Baton Rouge, there wasn't, like, a premier designer here, and it was kind of like a home-based event designer, if you will, just like if you have your beautician that does hair in kitchen. I was thinking about it. I didn't really see anybody in the industry that had the knowledge and the design skills to do events, and said, why not start Bar Events and give those clients that don't want the cookie cutter event design, you know, event after event, to, you know, have some options. Every event is a lesson. So, and with that, it just keeps me going and inspires me to push the limits a little bit more.
So now that we kind of gotten behind the veil about what inspired Bar Events, I'd like us to talk about Bar Events in general. You know, what is it? What does it embody? What are the characteristics that it has?
Well, Bar Events in itself is unique in that, like I said previously, I don't have a cookie cutter pattern to design events. And each client, they have their own vision as to what they want their event to be. So say, for instance, the wedding, and a bride comes to me and she says she wants crystals coming down from the sky, then that's just something that we would collectively have to, you know, work together with to bring that vision to life. So, you know, the uniqueness is what we hold true to Bar Events. The second, I would say, characteristic is, you know, we create captivating experiences. We like for our clients and guests to, when they arrive, to be, you know, surprised and have that wow factor, like it really came into fruition as to what I wanted. And we want to make sure that it's perfect in their eyes, that their event is exactly what they want. And I would say the other one would just be, we're just passionate. We're passionate over here. That drives us. So those would be my characteristics for VAR.
That same passion actually has you in the office on a Sunday, believe it or not. And I guess that kind of leads to
that
kind of leads to me asking, you know, how do you balance work, fun, and family?
Work-life balance is different for, you know, certain people. But for me, you know, work-life balance is primarily defined as going to work happy and doing what you want to do, something that you're passionate about. And then also on the flip side, your life, you know, you have to make that priority. I have a 2-year-old son, so I have to make sure that he has his time. And so I just balance that just in prioritizing and writing things down. I do that religiously. I have a planner that I just have to write everything down. So that keeps me on task with everything.
Okay. Being that your company is boutique in nature, what are some of the challenges that you face, you know, with it being very intimate and being the person who has to manage and kind of direct your team?
With it being a boutique feel and me being the sole person, I find it, you know, sometimes difficult to juggle the vendor coordination. It's a lot of on the phone. It's a lot of emails. It's a lot of just basically communication all throughout.
So do you think that communication is one of the key abilities that someone who wants to go into business needs to have?
Absolutely. I think it's communication with your clients, keeping them in the know, and also listening to what they say, everything to make it successful. And that right. boils down to the good old-fashioned customer service. And I feel like a lot of people, you know, miss that. They are kind of turned toward the money aspect of it more so than actually building that relationship with your client. So I think if you have the communication at the beginning, just how you respond to your client will set the tone throughout the whole experience.
A lot of times the things that separate us are very minuscule and can easily be overlooked, and just to have that eye for detail and going above the expectations of whoever you're working with is always a great way to ensure that your brand is always in good standing, you know?
Right. Absolutely.
So from the sound of things, it sounds like you're a powerhouse. And, you know, we've been leaning on this theme of being a powerhouse and encouraging it. And I just kind of want to ask you, you know, do you consider yourself a powerhouse and why?
I most definitely consider myself a powerhouse. And I also consider any woman that is happy in what she's doing professionally a powerhouse. You know, because a powerhouse to me is someone who is strong, someone who steps out on faith and to do whatever it takes to make them happy. So I'm happy in the fact that I'm able to create these designs and be a part of these memories.
And just to kind of speak to Victoria a little bit, as I said before, just being around her is motivating. You know, she has so much energy and just crazy good at what she does, y'all. I can't urge you enough to visit her Facebook page just to see what it is that she does. She is insanely creative. The thoughts and the ideas that come out of this woman's brain, sometimes I'm in amazement, just like, how the hell did she do that? And I just kind of have to give her three snaps in a circle, because there aren't a lot of women who are doing things like this on that scale, you know.
Thank you, Ashley. I appreciate those kind words.
It's, girl, you know, it's all love. So are there any, like, lasting words or little nuggets of inspiration that you want to kind of leave with the listeners today?
I'm sure the listeners and the followers that you may have, everybody's looking for that little bit of boost. And in that, I say at this moment, as you're listening, I want you to just think about what makes you happy. And once you realize what will make you happy, I feel like life begins at that very moment. And that includes anything, whether it's work, whether it's family, whether it's relationship, whether it's financial, whatever it may be. Once you figure out what makes you happy, I feel like your life will begin and you'll just be successful in whatever that may be. So I'm just going to drop that little nugget right there.
And so. Drop mic. Victoria, I just want to thank you for taking the time out and speaking with me today. It was
thank you
amazing.
For the opportunity to speak to you.
It's always a blessing to be in your presence, and I just can see so many great things in your future, and I hope that everyone can kind of take something from this.
Thank you guys to anyone that's listening for taking the time out to give our podcast a play. It's been amazing. If you haven't listened to any of our podcasts, check them out. You know, you guys, I always say it's crazy. No, it is completely bananas. So we have way more stuff coming up. I know it's almost the end of the month. It went fast, didn't it? But we have so much stuff lined up to kind of wrap up the powerhouse and give you guys so much more insight as to how to build your empire. So follow us on Twitter at The Patent Pump, like us on Facebook, or visit our Instagram page, The Patent Pump. And of course, you can visit the blog, www.thethrob.com. Until next time, talk soon. Bye.